Marcus S. Daniel is both the choreographer and director of Tommy, which is opening this Saturday evening. He talked about finding the dimensions of some of the main characters, including Tommy's mom, Mrs. Walker.
Mrs. Walker is, she's a pistol. I love Mrs. Walker. She is, we start the show and she's about 15, 16 years old when they meet, and she falls in love with this man, and she ends up getting pregnant, and he gets called off to war, and she has this child, and she, you know, in the war, that's what you had a lot. You had a lot of very young teenage mothers. You know, that was the first generation of baby boomers. And she is by herself raising this child, and she falls in love with this man, and he essentially becomes Tommy's, I guess, you know, what you would call replacement father. And when she realizes that, when she sees Mr. Walker come home from war and realizes that he's home, it becomes a difficult struggle for her, because she, I think personally, that Mrs. Walker is the strongest character in the show as far as backbone and emotional strength go, because she really has to hold it together for Tommy. And we get to see the juxtaposition between the father, who is kind of a complete mess and a bit of an alcoholic and doesn't really know what to do with Tommy as far as his ailment, and kind of throws him into all these situations just trying to find a quick fix, whereas Mrs. Walker is the nurturer and she's the mom. She really is the epitome of a mom in the show. She's protecting him at every single corner, and she never gives up. And you see her and Mr. Walker specifically just get beat down and beat down and beat down and beat down. And the amazing thing to watch, especially for her character, is that she just rises above every single time. And even when she kind of falls underwater during Act 2, right before she has her complete meltdown, even in her meltdown, it comes from such a place of absolute love and care for Tommy. But when you see her just screaming at him about, you know, him, he stares in the mirror so intently all the time, and she's just screaming at him about the mirror, it comes from such a genuine place for this character. It's a really a fascinating story to watch. She's got a lot of emotional journeys to take in every single scene. It's a completely new emotional journey for her, and it's really wonderful. Specifically, her actors, Michelle Zelina and Timothy Roscoe, have this fiery chemistry on stage, and it's been awesome to watch them work, because every single day they bring something new. And it is an emotional show, so, you know, they never experience the emotions the exact same way, and it's really interesting and lovely to watch their stories kind of bloom on stage. I've really enjoyed it.
Tell me briefly too who the Acid Queen is, please.
Oh, the Acid Queen is a fantastic little role. She is in one scene, and, you know, it's a very famous character. Tina Turner is the one who made the Acid Queen famous, and she was great in the movie. She's crazy in the movie. But the Acid Queen is a character that, you know, for lack of a better word, is just a really cracked out prostitute. She is a young girl who kind of hasn't had a chance in life at all. She was born a drug addicted baby. She stayed a drug addicted child, grew up in a drug addicted, you know, sex ridden area. And she's one of those girls, you know, from Skid Row, never has ever had a chance. Her entire life, this is all she's known. All she's known is drugs and sex, and pretty much that's it. And so when we see the Acid Queen, we really get to experience, I don't want to give anything away, but we experience a very important moment in her life. And it's a shocking moment, because people aren't going to expect what she's doing. And she's this desperate woman who's on, you know, the last limb of everything in her life. Her emotions, her physical being, her everything is coming to this huge pinnacle. And there's this huge energy just arising through her. And she finds Mr. Walker and Tommy, and she promises that she can make this 10-year-old boy not deaf and not dumb and not blind anymore by sleeping with him. And it really just shows the desperation in her character to kind of give of herself. And I think it's really interesting. A lot of people will take away that she's just this crazy prostitute. But when you really get deep down to it and listen to the lyrics, and if you kind of sit with it for a while, she's this woman who has never gotten to give a more important part of her soul. And it's kind of sad, because that's what she's trying to do. She's not trying to be the prostitute. She's trying to save this kid because that's what she wants to do. She wants to leave her mark on somebody. And so it's awful what she's going to do. And at the same time, it's really sweet and innocent, her intentions behind it. So it's a really great character, but she's at the end of Act One and we never see her again. And it's arguably one of the more famous Who songs from Tommy. You know, you have Pinball Wizard and Acid Queen, and those are usually the two that people know. So when they see this number, it's going to blow people's mind. It's incredible.